countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Get Irish Country Living, your magazine for rural Ireland, every week inside the Irish Farmers Journal.
That is the case for Mayo woman Jennifer Dempsey, who is busy running her family seaweed business as well as helping out with their pig and poultry units on their farm in Kilchimaw. Working with her parents, Mary and Martin, and sister Rebecca, she has attracted lots of attention online after posting snippets of the 70,000 chickens and 220 piglets she tends to on the farm. People are flocking to Jennifer's social media accounts, Girl About the Farm, and Brendan, who got TikTok ready and went to meet her.
Okay, Brenda, stand back there. Yeah, just behind those birds here. Oh, that'll make a perfect TikTok.
I'm on TikTok, Jennifer.
You are, Brenda.
Yay.
Well, first of all, Brenda, welcome to the rainy Mayo here. You're here on our poultry farm in Kilchimaw. At the minute, we're currently in house two and we're looking at about 34,000 chickens. Probably something unusual that you haven't seen before.
Or smelt.
Or smelt, yeah. The smell wouldn't be great as we are halfway through the cycle. So on this site we have two houses, two 35,000 bird houses. We have been growing chickens, I suppose, for 25 years. My parents would have put up their first houses about 1997, so I would have been about five at the time, I think. So ever since then it would have been hands-on, all hands on deck. And I suppose it's just how me and my sisters would have grown up working on the farm all our lives, so we're well used to the smell and the views at this stage.
People who aren't used to the views are your viewers on TikTok. How did this all come about? How are you a viral star?
So, Brenda, the reason I went on TikTok, I suppose, was just try and, I suppose, promote farming and put a day-to-day view of my life on the farms. One TikTok, I suppose, went viral over day-olds.
Day-old chickens,
yeah. When they come up the first couple of days, we brood them. So this would mean we keep them in one side of the house. So we would just get electrolytes into them, get them rehydrated. So I just put up a quick TikTok, literally, of the house, the side of the house empty. And then I put my hand up and put my hand down. And then they were all the birds. That went viral. I think it was about 500,000 views in the space of 2 to 3 days.
Wow.
So that's kind of where it all took off.
Just as we're getting into talk about TikTok, introduce me. Your mum has come in, Jennifer.
Yeah, this is my fabulous mother, Mary. This is the main boss up here at the chickens.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Great to have the family working on the farm, I presume.
It's tremendous. The fact you always have them there, you take them a bit maybe for granted. The things they probably have learned that you never taught them. Trying to get somebody in to help out. It's quite hard to get labour now. They just understand. They get it. Like the drinkers. What needs bedding? The care of the animals, temperature, you know, they understand it, and they've learnt that down through the years without actually probably ever telling them why, because they're here since they're 5-6 years old.
It's great that Jennifer's here and now she's documenting her daily life on TikTok, and you raise your eyes to heaven.
I do sometimes, because I'd be quite private. I'm here working on the farm, dressed up in my suit and the hairnet, and she comes up and grabs me to take a picture for Instagram, and you know, I'm just not ready. I'd like to have the hair done and a bit of makeup and to be presentable. They're able to just do it. They're Instagram ready all the time.
Sure, ma'am, you always look well, I suppose.
they just want to document everything. When we're putting in chickens and I see her taking pictures and I'm going, will you hurry on? We need to get out of here. Just get the work done.
Jennifer.
But ma'am, I suppose I'm showing people life on the farm, our day-to-day life. You know, people are interested in what's going on, and when the chickens are coming, people like to know what's happening. My favourite thing on the farm is the pig. So if you're ready, we'll head over to the pig farm now and get a few more pictures and videos for TikTok and Instagram.
Jennifer, we want to make sure these newborn pigs have got electrolytes.
Yeah, grand, I'm doing that next.
Okay, perfect.
Brenda, come in here and have a look at all the newborn piglets.
Are these all born last night?
So these were born yesterday and the day before. They're just nice to be around, you know, nice to be able to rub them, pet them, like even chat away to them. I know it sounds a bit mad, but you come in, you know, me and Dad, you'd be in here doing the ironing and we'd be talking away to them. So they're nice, I enjoy them. The pigs are probably more popular on Instagram. I suppose one, because they're cute, two, because there's large volumes of them, and three, Fred, our boar here, is an Instagram sensation. Anytime Fred gets let out, people just love him. He's got this like swagger of a walk and he takes off down the house. So he will be, he's a hit on Instagram, definitely.
What do you hope people are learning from documenting your daily life on the farm, Jennifer?
So I suppose people see the different sides of farming. You know, they see what life on a pig farm is like. You know, they see the animals. They can see how well looked after they are. You know, there, I suppose there will be a lot of stigma to pigs being kept indoors like this. But I try and show the positive sides of it, show, you know, what we do day to day, show the care of the animals. With the pig farming, it's rewarding and enjoyable, and that's why I love it.
It's not that long ago you were working in a pharmacy in London, Jennifer.
No, it wasn't. And I originally moved back to Dublin to work in pharmacy up there. But my father developed his own electrolyte with seaweeds on the pig farm. And he started feeding seaweed into the ration for the sows. So that was something I would have been interested in too, with, you know, minerals and vitamins and that side of things, obviously from pharmacy. So he set up a seaweed company and I moved down home to help him get it off the ground. That's kind of when the farm side of it rolled into it too. You know, I enjoy being on the farm, I enjoy seeing what the seaweed does and the benefits of it for the animals on the farm, so it kind of all just came together, I suppose. I'll show you why I love the piglets, Brenda. Yeah. Here is a TikTok I done for them on Paddy's Day. So I pop little little hats on them.
They're like little green bowler hats.
They are, yeah.
Little, the piglets.
And they, it was like they were hitting off out the door to the parade and then coming back in. So yeah. This is why they're cute. You know, they're nice to be around. They're fun. They're just cute. I don't know why you wouldn't love them. The response to TikTok, I suppose, has been mixed, like I said before, with the poultry. You know, some people don't obviously agree with this type of farming, but I suppose the response from women alone, like they love it. They love to see this side of farming. They're enjoying the pages. They're enjoying keeping up with it. It's important to me too, for women to be seen to be doing this type of work and to be loving it. Okay, Brenda, we're going to make a TikTok. So this is what we're going to do. Yeah. I have an idea. You're going to start walking up the passage in your normal clothes.
Yeah.
We're going to put our hand up to the phone and take it away, and you'll be dressed, ready for work with the piglet. How does that sound?
We'll do a TikTok.
We'll do a TikTok.
Okay.
You hold her.
Yeah.
So, Brenda, that's it. TikTok on Dempsey's Farm done.
Yeah, that's Brenda Donoghue with Jennifer Dempsey on her farm in Kilchimock, County Mayo. If you want to see Brenda's TikTok or more on Jennifer's adventures, you can go to girl_about_the_farm. But I'd say you'll find it if you just go to Jennifer Dempsey. That's